speaking like this. Let's say that I will be I, and you will be called you.
The tameness of the room whose soul is in a jar buried away is in an unearthly balance. And I mean unearthly because evil earth, his soul is stolen, and his body is in the service of a soil that loses and loses and loses. Salt sprinkled on the undead frees the loose. Let's be honest and just say it, the enslaved man from his stupor of sugar. Salt from the sea or from the earth wakes up the zombied worker who in a frenzied lunges at his captors to make unbalanced what has been ordered. Salt from the sea or from the earth wakes him up from his imprisonment so he can go home, crawl into the earth, and die a second time. There is no calm in this earth. The ground shuns you, and you understand where you are, is at the top layer of a sediment of time that lies on top of another kind of earth. Let's say then that I will be I, and you will be called you. An evil earth, maybe it's time for a rumble. Sprinkle some salt on this tear on your skin that'll fester and fester and grow into a set of fault lines that we can perch on, you and I. And in the unending twilight, you crawl into this hospital bed and sleep and sleep. In the infrastructure of what is, we trust. The air to be air, the lamps to stay lit, and the passages not to contract and grab. We trust that we are moving forward on our own hands and knees, not undulated down and down by a peristaltic convulsion. For the pores of the ground to breathe, even as we do. But who is you? That is the thing I am not yet sure of, my love.